Athanasius Embrace. Athanasius Embrace marks a turning point in the creative expression of my brother Philip. Growing up as a kid in Oklahoma and Utah, he was a star athlete, but a poor student who felt like he did not fit in. In some ways, he withdrew into himself. It was not until he learned to play guitar while he was in the Air Force that his musical abilities surfaced. When he returned to our home in Santa Fe, he started playing the flute. By 1975, Philip was carving flutes and making silver jewelry. He joined our brother Bob in showing his work at Indian Market, but most of his creative energy went into designing and building the Allenhauser compound south of Santa Fe, where people still go to see our family's artwork in a desert setting. At one point during this time period, Philip helped our father by rough cutting and finishing a few stone sculptures. Although Alan told him he had the ability to sculpt, Philip kept his focus on the compound and the business. In 1999, 5 years after our father's death, Philip decided to heed Alan's advice and return to his artwork. He took a piece of clay and started working on it at his kitchen table. Tapping into his inner emotions, he created two figures, one male and one female, in an embrace. Philip wanted to capture the passion and power of two people in love. The name was suggested by a Benedictine monk who saw the piece and sensed the powerful emotion in the embrace. His name was Athanasius, which in Greek means eternal.